Margot, great to meet yourself in the beautiful village that is Stradbally on a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. You couldn't have picked a better day to come here. Let me just introduce you to two members here, Breda and Helen. They look after all the flower planting, the flower arranging, the flower decisions, and couldn't have two stronger and better workers.
Well, fantastic. Well, listen, well done on that.
We love doing it. Just love doing it.
And a full-time job, I'd say.
Full-time job, yeah.
And the watering now is the bigger job.
Yeah.
At the moment, trying to keep the plants going after planting, you know.
Who decides on the colours of the flowers and what you're going to plant?
We both, you, myself and Helen, and Cess, my sister as well. It's all biodiversity.
We're all for biodiversity.
Biodiversity plants that we have, every one of them here, so which is great, yeah. For the bees and the whole lot, so.
Yeah, great to be thinking of the bees too.
Great, yeah. It's very good. All around the corner now, great. Some high colour and everything else is lovely.
Brilliant. And can I say, beautifully set out as well.
We look at plants that don't need as much water, to be honest. We have to be practical. We have to look at climate change. We have to look at when we started out 43 years ago, we were putting hanging baskets everywhere and putting colour and flowers and everything, but it's a change programme from then. I mean, we really have to look at sustainability, we have to look at climate change, and we have to look at the way we're doing things. And as well as that, saving money, putting plants that are going to come back every year rather than, you know, having something that lasts for the summer and then you have to spend money again and redo it all, you know.
God bless those perennials.
God bless the perennials. As you see beside us here, we had Father Condon's bench. We put in there in the end of July. It's nearly a year in now.
It's beautiful.
He passed away at Christmas, and he was such an important parish priest to everyone, and he was involved in everything in the village.
Just an outstanding man by all accounts.
Just an outstanding man, and if there was anything on, he was involved in it, and we felt we wanted to mark it some way. And he used to sit over there at the centre bench there with the lads. There was a group of retired two lads over there having their tea this morning, and they'd have their tea in the morning and have a chat, and it's a sort of like a mini men's shed, you know. And we said, we're better than to put a memorial here that somebody can sit on and think about him and maybe say a prayer for him, you know.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. But listen, award winners as well here in Stradbally.
Yeah, we're award winners. It's hard to win in tidy towns when you start out. Like, you don't just go out and you start winning awards. We started off, as I said, 1982, and after several years, we were involved in the Anton Florel, the first Anton Florel, the parish priest that was here, Father Ryan. He actually had to go to Denmark for us. We got a bronze award in that, but we didn't have the money for all of us to go.
Well, I can understand.
In 2003, we won the gold medal in Anton Florel. The judges
arrived. That was a big achievement.
Yeah, it was a big achievement. The huge amount of work went into it. That piece, that sundial table there, was put into the green for that project. Even earlier, I think the first Anton Florel, this tree, which is a black walnut tree, that was put in by Carma Citra Hedraman. She came here, she was Lord Mayor of Dublin, and she planted the tree, so to still here and just give them great shade, like those with the great heat, you know. But we do different projects, and we have changed the roses. A lot of those were put in memory of different people, so we've kept the roses. As you see, the other planting now is all biodiversity, because I think that's the route we go. We're really lucky. We have a really good community, and we lost all our equipment.
Heard about this?
Yeah, that was on. It was on the radio. It was on the papers. We had a great Sunday here launching the bench, and on Monday morning, I think the two ladies here, they went up to go and get some equipment. They were picking up litter and everything, and everything was gone.
Oh Lord!
All our lawnmowers, our strimmers, our hedge cutter, everything.
Was there ever any account of
it? No. But we've replaced it with help from the community and from sponsors. You know, it's been a long. We have a new shed coming on board, and that will be in the middle of August, something that's going to be safer. Yeah. And, you know, because I think the same thing happened in Bunmahan. They got all their equipment shaken as well, you know, at the same time.
Well, may they never know a warm night in their beds, I say.
I know. Well, look, there was a lot of people around on the day we freed it. It might have been done on that night. And nobody, I think, in the 40 years, we have lads on a community employment scheme, and they would take tools out and leave them outside on the grass while they're working or down here or whatever, and nobody would touch them, you know what I mean? Or we were never afraid of being robbed, but you know, it happened. And I suppose that's the
fine,
that's today's world, that people feel that if they need something, they take it, you know, where we have to work for everything. And you fundraise and you feel if you've collected people's money to buy something, you feel a certain responsibility as well, you know.
Of course, yeah. Well, listen, well done on all your amazing attributes here. And yeah. It's a gorgeous setup, it really is. Well, it's picturesque, it's picture book stuff, and something you should be very proud of.
Yeah, we are proud of it. And like, as I said, we have great community support. Really and truly, down to Robert, who you're probably going to meet in a minute, because if the ladies are out here working, he sends across the coffee, you know what I mean? If he then, they're after being working hard in the morning.
Absolutely.
The cups of coffee have
What a lovely thing to do. But,
and I mean, the committee members that are not here today, I mean, they all do their jobs as well, but they're working today and they can't be here. But we're proud of the village, and like, if we never won awards, it's making it a better place for everyone to live in anyway.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, a real pleasure talking to yourselves.
Thank you
so very much.
Thank you.
Long may you prosper. Thank you.
Thank you.